Yeah. Every time they see me doing what I do, they be looking at my greatness. Every time they see me move like I move, I be showing off my greatness. God made this greatness. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. But I'm too great to let them steal my faith. And I'm too great to let them steal my faith. I can only do greatness all day, every day for me. I can't do regular. Keep them basic people away from me. I got greatness in my DNA. People looking what they see today. Kingdom business on a mission. I know God gon' show me the way. And I'm gonna do great feats. Get bread, great eats. Abstract on the track, boy. And you know he make great beats. Nothing less than the greatness. Boss moves with the patience. They don't want me to be great, bro. I can see it in their faces. God got me at the top spot, and they wanna switch faces. Looking at me like they Eddie Murphy, and I know they wanna trade places. Every time they see me doing what I do, they be looking at my greatness. Every time they see me move like I move, I be showing off my greatness. God made this greatness. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. But I'm too great to let them steal my faith. And I'm too great to let them steal my faith. I can only do greatness all day, every day for me. I can't do regular. Everything I do, greatness. I just can't be on the wait list. If God be for me, how in the world can they hate this? And I'm unashamed of the gospel, so my statement's blatant. Satan, gonna fill your head, gonna hit you with the greatness. They don't want me to be great, great. Lots of tears with the stake. They don't want me to escape, escape. But I already got a break, break. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, grace. Putting food on the plate, plate. You already made me great, great. I'm just putting on the cake. Every time they see me doing what I do, they be looking at my greatness. Every time they see me move like I move, I be showing off my greatness. God made this greatness. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. They don't want me to be great. But I'm too great to let them steal my faith. And I'm too great to let them steal my faith. I can only do greatness all day, every day for me. I can't do regular. Just keep them basic people away from me. Every time they see me move. Every time they see me move. Every time they see me move. Every time they see me move, move, move. Every time they see me move. Every time they see me move, move, move. Every time they see me move.
Man, they be trying to steal my greatness. Can't let them do it, though. They can't steal my greatness, man. And I hope that they cannot steal your greatness, man. Welcome to The Realest Show Ever. Let me get Facebook Live up and running for all of my Blog Talk Radio people out there, man. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all for being faithful listeners, man. You guys dial in and chime into this thing, you know, every day. Love y'all, man, to pieces. But let me go live because we can't let them listen to the music, right? Can't let them listen to the music because of obvious reasons. I'm going to explain that here in just a moment. I also want to do something different, man. I want to go jump on Instagram also. So, you know, welcome everybody out there in Facebook land, guys, for everybody jumping on. You know, we are letting you guys in on the show about 3 minutes late because, man, Facebook keeps shutting me down. They keep muting the audio on the show. So you hear the music in the beginning. You know, you don't hear the music in the beginning, then you don't hear any talking, so it's a little crazy. But anyway, we're trying to get by that and circumvent that process. So let me go live as well on IG right quick. Let me get this stuff popping so everybody's on. Man, we're getting ready to have a crazy day today. Crazy day. We're going to call this Controversy Thursday. Remember that, guys. Remember that. Controversial Thursday, a Controversy Thursday. So, but we're going to have a good time. The connection is coming up on IG. Let me get this thing in the holder here. So now I am live on IG. Let me fix the resolution here. So volume is up and everything is clicking. So there we go. So we are now live on Instagram. We're live on Facebook. We are also live on Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being a part of the grind, the realest show ever. Jumping on this morning, you could have been doing anything that you wanted to do, man, but you chose to jump on and be a part of the grind, and we do not take that lightly. So, man, let's jump into this thing because I'm excited. I'm excited every day. But, you know, let's jump into this because, man, I want to do something different today. I know on the last week's show, we talked about being able to do some trivia at the end of the show. So you got to stick around for it. But also, man, we talked about having to actually be a part of the trivia. You needed to be on the actual radio broadcast. And I'm still kind of up in the air with that right now. I don't know if I'm going to allow, you know, Facebook to participate because we really do want these ratings to go up on the show. So if you want to support the show itself, man, so that the metrics go up, the ratings go up, man, and we can get our just due, man, then, and also have your voice heard on the radio internationally, guys. Guys, 646-668-2564. And I am wearing my sunglasses today, right? I'll tell you why in a minute. But that number again is 646-668-2564. So yeah, I am wearing my sunglasses today. And, man, and I'm wearing my sunglasses in signification, man, that it's going to be a bright 2020, man. The future is super bright. And you know, I'm going to wear my sunglasses because, you know, I just feel that I'm walking around in the sun all the time. And, man, God has given me such clarity. He's given me such, you know, such unity, man, with him. He's given me such, you know, everything that I'm getting right now from him is like the – it's like – it's taking me to another level. So hopefully you guys are feeling the same way. If you want to put your sunglasses on, put your sunglasses on as well. But for those of you that want to be a part of the grind and you want to participate in the trivia right now, you need to be on the radio, 646-668-2564. And the way we're going to do it is we're actually going to get you to push that button, right? Hit the number one to raise your hand. And whoever raises their hand first, you know, is going to get to answer the trivia. So we're going to give away some money right here live on the grind, the realest show ever, man. And this is Controversy Thursday. Man, we want to – I'm going to give you the topic here in a moment, man, because it's going to, you know, it's going to be kind of crazy. It's going to be kind of bananas in here today. Facebook, you didn't get the opportunity to hear the music in the beginning. And guess what? You probably won't get the opportunity to hear music in the end because, as I was telling my Blog Talk Radio family, man, everybody, there are people of Facebook, man, they're shutting me down. They're shutting the broadcast down. They don't want to hear the music, and they, you know, they don't like it. Let's just put it that way, all right? They don't like it. So dial in, ladies and gentlemen, because we're getting ready to jump into this thing right now. And get it going, man. I got a controversial topic for you guys, and I'm going to need some buy-in, right? I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need you guys to voice your opinions on this to let me know what you think, right? So I think my sunglasses leave are crooked, or my head is crooked. I'm not sure. But anyway, we're going to I-A-O. But, yeah, man, let's jump into this thing because, you know, last week we talked about some stuff, man, or yesterday, Tuesday. We talked about some stuff, and the stuff we talked about, you know, I wrote it down, man. It was a great show. We talk about step by step. We also talked about being able to fight smart, right? Not just fighting, guys, but fighting smart. You know, we talked about the I can't word. We also talked about, you know, your perception of you. We talked about levels of conflict, criticism, controversy, and managing the trouble, guys. And, you know, one thing, man, that I didn't say, you know, on last week's show that I wanted to get out here because, you know, I'm on this controversy thing and helping people understand that, you know, you're in life, man, you're going through a level of life and you're going to have some controversy. You're going to have some trouble. And you got to realize that, you know what, I got to be able to get through it. But when we think about controversy, we think about trouble. You know, I remember the old Bible story, the first Bible story with Adam and Eve. And you know, God gave them one one piece of information, one controversy, one trouble, one thing that they had to stay away from. Everything else was bliss, right? Told them just don't eat from that tree. That's the only thing that they had to do, right? Just don't eat from the tree, man. And they messed that up. How you mess up one thing? One thing. How does that happen? So, but that goes to show you, man, if the first family can mess up the one thing that the creator gave them, what does that say for you, right? You're going to mess up. You're going to mess up. I think it set the stage for the mess up, the failure to success, understanding that when you do mess up, you got to own it. And then when you own it, now you can fix it, right? So some things got fixed, not the way it was intended to be, but we serve a all-present, omniscient, all-knowing God. So you knew it was going to happen. But nonetheless, man, Controversy Thursday, write that down, man. And I want to do something. Pam's not here today, as you can see. It's just little old me. And I really want to go into something, man, and I'm going to say some stuff, and I want you guys' opinion on it as well. There's been some moments in my life. Yeah, I'm figuring out how I'm going to say this. But anyway, I think I'm going to say it the way I want to say it because I'm super clear and I'm super free right now. There have been some moments in my life when I said, what the hell was I thinking? What? For all y'all folk out there that, you know, that are real, real sensitive, what was I thinking? But really the weight that it holds is, what the hell was I thinking? Now, why do people say hell? Because hell is probably like the lowest point that you can get to. It's the lowest point in the spirit realm. If you go into hell, it's just you're gonna burn forever. So you think about that, right? There are people that say, I don't believe in heaven and hell and this and that, but I don't debate religion and politics with people. So this is not a political or religious debate. But at the end of the day, when you say what the hell, it means a whole lot. It means that you just put the spin on it, right? The cherry just got put on top of the cake. So now you know. Like, so when you go through things in life, you're saying, you're asking yourself, what the hell was I thinking? And some of you have those moments, man. And I want you to think about those moments that you've had. And I want you to type them up real quick. Give me a moment where you said, what the hell was I thinking? And you're like, man, I should not have done this, you know. And we're going to jump into some more controversial words. So I got three things I want to get off my chest with you guys today, or run across to you today. And that's the first one. Those moments, those times in your life when you actually said to yourself, I don't know if it was in the car on the ride home, if it was after you got out of it, or while you were in it, you actually said, man, what the hell was I thinking? What was I thinking? You know, so I want to know about one of those moments in your life, right? One of those moments in your life that you went through, and I know you're glad you're out of it. Maybe you're still in it. Who knows? But maybe it's something from the past. But what the hell were you thinking when you did that? And you learn from it. So I want to know about those moments. Let me think about a moment that I had, all right? A moment that I had when I said, you know, what the hell was I thinking? And let me, before I give you my moment, I want you guys to also tell me something else, dude. They said that they have certain Christian curse words, right? Pam not here today, so I can go ham. She can't punch me, hit me, and not like that. So they said they have Christian curse words. You guys believe they have Christian curse words? And what do you think those Christian curse words are before I say them? All right, type them up if you ain't scared. But if you are, then don't say nothing. But anyway, my what the hell was I thinking moment, I got to say, was, man, I got two actually that I can think of. But I got to go back a little bit, quite a ways. And what the moment for me was when I went into the military. That wasn't the moment, because when I went into the military, I had high, high hopes of actually retiring in the military. And thinking back on it, it's crazy, but it wasn't funny then. But at the moment, my, you know, what the hell was I thinking moment was for me was when the first time I got shot at in the military, in a wartime conflict. It wasn't the blanks. I'm talking about real bullets, right? So the first time I got shot at, I can remember thinking, because, you know, those of you that know me, I was in a tank. You know, I was a tank gunner. I commanded the tank as well, did a little bit of both. And the first time a round hit the tank and I heard how it sounded, I said, I can remember thinking, and it was after it was over, I remember thinking, what the hell was I thinking joining the military? What am I doing here? That was my moment. That was my what was I thinking moment. Not just that. That was my what the hell was I thinking moment. Joining the military, thinking I wasn't ever gonna get shot at, but I did. And when I did that, man, I'm like, what? Why was that? Why did I do this? Some of you have those moments as well. And if you're having those moments, man, then man. You know what I'm saying, but you learn from those moments. Now, some of you, I don't know, I'm not going to call any names, but I'll just put them out there for a minute because I love our listeners, man. They are like, man, they don't care. They're like, you know, this is the realest show ever, but I'm in the realest life ever. Then I'm going to say the realest stuff. So I'm you know what? I'm going to say the name because you put it out there on social media. So I'm going to say the name. I'm going to read a few of these for you guys. And hopefully you can learn from them and actually know that, you know, think things through before you do them. Right. But now you learn from that moment. I know it looks like Jamise Nichelle Scott says, marry my ex-husband. That was a what the hell was I thinking moment. I get that. I understand. Okay. That was a big biggie right there. So you had to go through that thing to get to it. Alana McNeil says, eating the whole bag of peanut butter M&Ms. Peanut butter M&Ms, was it a little bag or was it a big bag? Now, there's limits. You can eat a whole bag of the little bag. Was it a little bag or was it the big bag, the shareable bag, or was it the big bag that you get at the grocery store? Let's put some clarity on that. But that was a what the hell was I thinking moment. she said, wow, she put the exclamation. So we talking about what are the Christian curse words too? I'm waiting on that comment to come up. My people on Instagram, they not as they not as bold as you guys, but on Facebook. But let's see what we got over here. Let's see what we got. Okay. So let's see, let's go in a little further. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Jacinda Mitchell says, sleeping with enemy. That's a big biggie right there. That's a big biggie. Sleeping with the enemy. Man, I'm not gonna touch that one too much because there's a lot I can say about that, but that's some transparency. Thank you, Jacinda, for sharing that. You don't want to sleep with the enemy, man. This is the realest show ever. Shoot, we'll touch it. Don't sleep with the enemy. All right, don't do that, because when you sleep with the enemy, then, you know, you may die in your sleep. Don't do that. What else we got here? Alana McNeil says, the last date I went on. She said, what the hell was I thinking? Yeah. And she also says, I'm talking about the party size. All right, the party size, that's a lot. Lana, that's a lot. That's a lot of peanut butter M&Ms right there, for sure. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, amen. Look, if you're just joining us, man, what is that moment when in your life where you said, what the hell was that thinking? And you know, also, guys, I'm still waiting on those Christian curse words. What do you think a Christian curse word is? I just use one. And, you know, they tell me that they're in the Bible. I've seen all three of them in the Bible, and I only know of three. So what are those Christian curse words? And we're going to get into some other curse words before in a minute here that aren't really curse words, but they're just words that don't actually depict a great instance of anything or anyone. And man, that's going to be a good one. So that's before I got the harmony drops. Okay. All right. So before she got the harmony drops, she was having those cravings of eating the whole party size bag of M&Ms, peanut butter M&Ms, just for the record. So the harmony drops curbed that craving. So now Alanna McNeil no longer eat the whole bag of peanut butter M&Ms. I like the peanut M&Ms myself, so that used to be my weakness. But for those of you that know me, man, I'm on this 14-day, no salt, no sugar, no flour, complete whiteout, right? Complete whiteout in my life, man, for the next 14 days. And I can tell you, it's revealing, man, some pretty amazing things for me, man. Some things are happening in my body. Some things are changing in my body. I got to say, there's some things that I had to cut out. Some things are coming up. Some things are changing. No longer doing the creamer in my coffee for at least the next 14 days. Man, it's feeling kind of good. It's feeling kind of good. It's a sacrifice, but success is sacrifice. So it's a sacrifice for me. No creamer in my coffee, no sugar, no bread, no salt. And how many of you know, man, it is almost impossible to have no salt. And for those of you that didn't know, man, sodium is salt, okay? It's salt, same thing, all right? Just different version, still salt. So it's hard not to get no sodium in things. So when you go in the store, right, and you go in the store and you start reading labels, and man, I'm gonna tell you right now, when you start reading labels in the store, it will change your entire life, because now you see what you've been putting in your body. And when I went in the store yesterday, I took my son Jaden in, and you know, he wanted to get a couple of things. I wanted to get a couple of things, and I'm going through the store, and man, when you're not doing sugar and salt and flour, the question you have to ask yourself is, why are you in the store? There are not many things you can buy out of the store, the grocery store, supermarket, whatever you want to call it. There aren't many things out of there you can buy when you're not doing sugar and salt and flour, right? Everything has sugar in it. Everything has salt in it. You can buy meat, man. I bought some Angus beef. It was like 97% lean, 3% fat. Bought that, and it still had a super low level of sodium in it. And I was like, okay, that's negligible. I got to eat something because I'm not cutting out meat again in my life. I'm going to still eat a little beef here and there, and I'm going to eat some chicken, and I'm going to eat some shrimp. But I have to prepare it myself. And Pam was telling me, yeah, I remember when I did that. And, you know, I was miserable, you know, for a period of time. And it was hard because I was reading labels. And I said, I can identify because now I'm reading labels. And you cut out a whole, like 98% of the store you can cut out. You can cut out. You can walk down the aisle. And what it does, it gives you a sense of awareness. The awareness that it gives you is, I should not be eating this crap anyway. Right? I shouldn't be eating this crap anyway. So why am I even in here? Why am I, I love peanut butter and jelly. You know, I can't eat peanut butter and jelly because the jelly is loaded with sugar. We can tell ourselves whatever we want to tell ourselves, right? It doesn't matter. But what matters is what you believe. And when you're in the store, you can tell yourself a lot to satisfy those taste buds, right? That hand to mouth is going to kill you. And this is even a health show. But guys, I want you to understand the struggle and the sacrifice that's necessary for you to move to the next level, not only mentally, not only spiritually, but physically as well. So I'm in the store trying to figure out what I'm going to get to eat. And I think I left the store with some super, super healthy bread with seeds in it that, you know, had very, very low sodium in it with freaking, what was it? A whole bunch of seeds. Anyway, wasn't bad. So I figured that would be my treat. you know, I have a half of that, and it's a big slice. I have a half of that, you know, once or twice a week to give me a little fix so I don't have to get no sugar. So I bought me some pecans out of there. You know, can't go wrong with pecans. It's zero everything. So bought that. What else did I get? I got some water. Bought some essential water out of there. Bought some turkey. Simple Truth turkey meat and the Angus meat that I told you guys about. So I don't shrivel away while I'm doing this, guys. So bought some rice. No, didn't buy any rice. Meant to buy some rice. But anyway, the moral of the story is sacrifice is success. So I'm sacrificing now. My struggle is this. It would have been easy for me to leave where I was yesterday evening and hit McDonald's or Burger King. And I got to tell you, man, it was super tempting because it's easy, it's simple, it's quick. But I would not let my car go over there because I understood that I was making a sacrifice. I was making a short-term sacrifice to a long-term gain. And as I'm thinking more and more and more of this, guys, our life is about lifestyle changes. And I'm thinking, okay, Nate, if you can do it for 14 days, you can tap on another 7 days and make it 21 and create a habit and change your entire life. And not worry about what anybody else is doing, but worrying about what you know you're supposed to be doing to make you a better person, right? So that's my struggle, man. That's my challenge right now. And with each day that passes, this is now day 4, right? With each day that passes, man, I get stronger and stronger, man. And I want the stuff less and less. Like right now, I don't even desire sugar. And a large part of that as well, guys, is that, you know, every morning I get up and I take my Nutriverse. You know, as Alana was saying, you know, she takes her Harmony Drops to cut those cravings in the Nutriverse as well. So, you know, we're taking the great products that we're putting in that are feeding our organs the things that it needs so that it doesn't have to crave. And that's what people don't understand. When they say sugar, I'm going to say this and I'm going to jump back to what I was on, guys. They say sugar is 8 to 10 times more addictive than cocaine. And I can believe that 100% simply because, guys, everybody craves sugar. Probably why people are eating whole party-sized bags of freaking M&Ms. I get that, right? Because when you go in the store, it's calling you. It's all over the place. You're set up for failure, but you got to be smarter than the average bear. You got to understand what's happening in the world and that we live in a free enterprise. People don't care about killing you just to make money. Once you understand that, things change for you. Right. So things have changed for me quite some time ago, guys. But now I'm just taking it to the next level. And every level has its own individual devil. But I'm ready for it. But, man, let's jump back into this thing, man, because we can have a whole show on health. And I want to read some more comments. Yeah, absolutely. What's going on, Dev Da Vinci? Thank you. I think I'm saying that. Dev Da Vinci. DV Da Vinci. I got you. So anyway, if I probably butchered that up 3 or 4 times, but thank you so much for that. So let's jump back into this. I want to read a few more comments because we're talking about moments where you said, what the hell was I thinking, right? What was I thinking? We're going to get into those other words here in a moment. Then we're going to do our trivia, guys, and get off this thing, right? I'm going to read some comments here. Okay, so Sean Jackson Hughes says, when I had a chance to leave Illinois and decided to stay, what the hell was I thinking? Boy, that's a good one. I wonder every day why anybody would stay in Peoria, Illinois, where all that snow comes down. But to each his own. I'm not judging you, Sean. I know, hey, the snow looks pretty until you have to go out in it, right? So that was a definite moment right there. I get that, right? Yeah, hell has to be a Christian curse word, Breonna McCray said. It is. Has to be. It has to be the pinnacle of the Christian curse words. Hell, right? It's in there a lot of times, right? What are the other two words that have been deemed Christian curse words? What have those two words been? What are they? If you guys aren't afraid to say them, I'm going to say them. I'll tell you right now, I'll go, right? But I'm going to let you guys go first, right? Jimmy James Graham says, when I look back at the guys I dated, and see how half of them turned out. I be what the hell I saw in them. that's a great one too, right? Because I can say that too. You look back on your high school crush or the person that you actually dated in high school or had a crush on or whatever, or date, whatever it was, and you're like, or slept with the enemy. You look at them now and you're like, man, what was I thinking? They didn't take care of themselves at all. I would have been hooked up with that. Or would they have changed based on you? Who knows, man? But that's a good one too, Jibber. That's a good one too. I love that one. So Jacinda Mitchell says, damn, that she said it three times. Damn, damn, damn. It's that the Christian curse word. Yeah, I would say that damn is the second Christian curse word, because you are damned. You can be damned to something, right? So, you know, this is just what I heard, and I know it's in the Bible. So, but, you know, we're going to talk about that in a minute too, right? Jamie says the peanut butter M&Ms was my weakness. Absolutely, they are mine too. But no longer. I've been delivered from that weakness. Not mine anymore. Yeah, items with no sodium, it's hard to find, Jacinda. Absolutely. Fruits and vegetables, Lana. Yeah. That's exactly what I need more of, fruits and vegetables. Just got to make sure I keep that meat in there, because when I go all fruits and vegetables, man, I shrivel away, and we can't have that, right? So Jimmy James Graham says, guys, I'm going to read the comment. If you put it in here, I'm going to read the comment, all right? So Jimmy James Graham says, I read the other day that we live in a world that we have to pay extra money to have food without pesticides and chemicals added to them. Absolutely true. 100% true. We do. Unless you create your own garden, then you're going to pay extra money. And I know a lot of people that are creating their own garden and they're growing their own stuff. And that's actually one of my, those of you that know me, that's actually one of my goals. I do want to live off grid. I do want to create my own electricity through solar panels. I do want to have my own freshwater well that's gathered from rainwater with a filtration system. I do want to grow my own meat. I do want chickens, and I do want to have my own cattle. But, you know, I want to live my life to where I'm not the person that's going out grabbing and doing all of that stuff, but I want to have it fresh for me and my family, and be able to do everything self-contained. That's just my stretch goal. For those of you that know me, you know that about me, because I believe everything is super commercialized. And yes, organic, you know, organic is organic. And when you really think about what the criteria for something being organic is, you'll start reading those labels too, because everything starts out one way, but it ends up another. And sometimes it's for the worse. So to be organic is not saying that it's the holy grail of healthy. Organic now, if you do your research on that, is, you know, it just could mean that, you know, it has to be a certain grade of soil, or it can have just this in it and not that. So it's not 100% completely with nothing in it just because it says organic. Organic is a trigger word, and people respond to it, and it's going to be just like anything else. When people get hip to what organic really is, they'll understand that it's not actually 100% without anything. So just so we know that, guys. So we've got the two words that we know right now are Christian curse words, and fix this right here, are Christian curse words. And so there's one more out there that we need to identify, and I'm waiting on somebody to put it in so we know hell, damn, all of those are two words. And I'm just saying, guys, Christian curse words, it's just what it is right now, because people use these three words, and we will go to church and we'll sit in church and we'll listen to a pastor saying, he'll say hell, damn, and the last word, somebody's going to give it to me in a minute, right? Else I'm going to say it in like 60 seconds. Right. But they'll say all of the words and then maybe add some. But we're OK with that. Right. But is there limits to that? Are there limits? are the limits. The limit that we have, you know, I believe should define whether or not they make another person, skip a beat, you know, they make a person fail or stay stuck, right? So we're going to talk about that. I want to read a comment I want to read a comment by Dev Vinci. Dev, I'm sorry, man. I know I butchered that up. But anyway, he says, I'm a black man in my last year of college. Kudos to that, my brother. Would love some mentorship advice from you. So much respect for your platform. Absolutely, brother. We'll talk about that. And appreciate you being on the grind, man, and commenting. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the show. Any comments that you guys put on, because this is the people show. Okay, so if you put it on the screen, I'm going to say it, right, with all tastefulness. So grow your own, Jacinda says, organic. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see what other comments we got here before I move into this next thing, because you guys don't want to say that last word. I think everybody's afraid of that word. But it is in the Bible, and it is an animal. It's a thing, and that last word is ass, right? Ass. So we know that in the Bible and in the free world, people call a donkey, it's not a donkey, it's called ass, right? So we get the slang terms that we have from some words that were created and meant for other things, right? So hell, damn, and ass are the three words. And, you know, when we say, are those curse words? It all depends on how you use them and in which context. And I'm not judging anybody. I'm not telling you that you can't say anything in that. You're grown, right? We're all about freedom on this show. Right. But what's best for you, what's growing you, what's getting you to a point to where you're moving from level to level. And now you can get those devils out and you can rise up as high as you can rise. Right. In order to help somebody else and inspire somebody else to do the same. So and I want to switch gears real quick and I want to jump into some other words that that are not Christian curse words, but I think they are mental curse words. And I'm going to actually say them on this show because this is the realest show ever. And, you know, we always say sometimes I'd rather hurt your feelings than harm your future. And this is most certainly one of those moments, guys. So the transparency of what we do in life, guys, creates the legacy and the currency that we need to actually thrive and move forward. And understanding that, you know, I want to share my inabilities. I want to share, you know, the things that I'm successful in. I want to share the things that I have challenges in, the things that I still struggle with you guys, so that hopefully you can look at them and see them and say that, God, nobody is perfect. We all have our challenges. We all have our issues. Guys, we're just beings becoming the things that we need to become to actually get where we need to be and inspire somebody else. For those of you that know the premise of this show, you understand that we're here to bridge gaps. And if we're here to bridge gaps, then you can't do that by tiptoeing around certain subjects and certain things that you don't want to talk about because you may be going through it or somebody you know may be going through it, or it may be something in your past that you don't want to rekindle. And, you know, we always say that we're discovery coaches. You got to discover, sometimes you got to go backwards to move forward because you got to discover the things, man, that are hindering you, that you never addressed. You never really took care of the things that made you the way you are today, positive or negative, right? Hopefully it's positive. If it's positive, then you can keep moving. But there are some negatives, some misnomers in your life that you never went back and addressed. And we call that the point of life where the wheels started to wobble, not where they fell off, where they started to wobble. So you back up and we figure out what that thing is. And once you figure out what that thing is, then we can fix it. And when we fix it, guys, now we can move forward back to where you were, because now you get to take that mother may I giant step back to the beginning. Right back to where you last ended up, because now you fixed it, because life is one big circle. You're going to cross that again. That instance is going to come up again. If it's not in your life, it's in somebody else's life. So you want to be able to help that person fix it or not continually run over the same speed bump every single year, right? Or every month, some of you. So we're all about bridging gaps on this show. And I want to bring out three words and I heard these words last night. And for those of you that know me, man, my life is an open book And I'm definitely going to say things that I run across in my life, man, that help somebody else. And here's my take on it. We call these this word is the BNH. These words are the BNH words. BNH. Bravo November Hotel. Right, man. I still remember a little bit of the military phonetic alphabet. Bravo November Hotel. Right. So I'm going to say these three words, and I want you guys to understand the context that I'm saying them in, and I want you to understand why I'm saying them. Because, you know, yeah, we do pride ourselves on this show, man, of being tasteful. But this is a topic that we have to touch on. Right. And I'm going to say the first word is the B word, which all of us know when you say the B word, that's bitches. OK. The next word is the N word. You know, when you say the N word, it's niggas. And it's N-I-G-G-A-S because we've conveniently fixed it and said now we can put the A-S on the N and it's OK. Right. So that's the second word. And the last word, the H word, is if you say don't call me no hoe, that's the hoe word. So bitches, niggas, and hoes. Those three words, when we say them, when they come out of my mouth, for all constructive purposes, I said it. But when it comes out of my mouth, it cuts me like a knife. That cuts me more than saying anything even remotely like hell, damn, and ass, right? Because all three of those words, ladies and gentlemen, have been skewed to mean something else at any point, any given time. And it can be a terrible word if you use it out of context. Right. So but these three words, the BNH words, and we're going to refer to them as the BNH words. Guys, these three words are three words that cut me deeply. Right. When I hear them, when I hear them in songs, when I hear them, when I hear people say them, when I hear people refer to other people as this, it cuts me. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to get off this subject because I don't think it's a whole bunch that needs to be said about it. In order for you to get the message, it will be like beating a dead horse, right? When you throw around the BNH words everywhere you go and you think it makes you sound powerful or profound, then it is one of those things to where it is in context with who you are and where you are in life, what level you're on. When what you say defines, really, it defines. In large portion, who you are, right? Because we always say, look, listen, learn, and lead. And one of the things that I've always lived by, okay, and I want you guys to really, really get this because I cut my teeth on this, guys, a long, long time ago when I started to realize what I needed to do, not in the industry of network marketing, but just in my life, right? How did I want to show up? How did I want people to view me? What was a person's perception of me? I always wanted to be no nonsense, right? I'm not the person for you to be doing practical jokes on. Don't do that to me. Everybody understood that to me. I was always the dude that said, you know what? I can laugh and joke with the best of them. I love to laugh. I love to have fun. I love a great joke, but there are limits to everything, right? So I always said this, I want to show up in the world as a person that is serious and that people understand that and that portray the fact that I have limits. I have lines that you cannot cross. And as a matter of fact, here they are. I want to define them for you so you don't cross these lines. It was a part of my personal power that I didn't want people to actually trample on. I wanted to make sure that I had a definitive way that I was showing up. And I always used this statement. For those of you that know me, some of you have heard me say this statement. I've always said that initial power perceived is initial power achieved. Let me say that again. Initial power perceived is initial power achieved. Now, that is no fake it till you make it statement. That's you understanding that everything that I do physically, every word that comes out of my mouth verbally, every thought that goes into my brain that I allow to permeate defines me, right? It defines me. So when I am somewhere, when I walk into a room, You're going to know that I'm there because my head is going to be high. I'm looking forward. I'm not looking down. I think in my mind, everywhere that I go, I'm supposed to be there, right? So, and I am somebody, period, point blank. That's not cockiness. That's called confidence. There's a big, big difference. And when we understand the difference in the two, is where we understand the initial power perceived is the initial power achieved statement. Because when you walk into a room, before you open your mouth to say anything ever, the initial power comes from who you are, what you look like, how you portray yourself. Are you, when you walk into a room, are your shoulders back? Do you shrink back to the back of the room and cower into a corner? Do you sit in the back of the room so that nobody sees you, nobody knows you're there? Or do you walk into the room confidently so that people understand that I'm here and I'm supposed to be here and I'm in tune with my personal power? And when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, right, A, the law of attraction kicks in, but more importantly, you've achieved the initial power that you need, right? No, now you've defined those lines. Initially, you haven't opened your mouth yet. The next thing that you do verbally is going to define to any and everybody in the room who you are, right? It's going to define that. So, but the initial power that you have is with any and everybody is how you carry yourself. Carry, ladies and gentlemen, starts out physically. So I'm going to say this. If you're not the person that is striving on every level, we talk about the three percenters. When you guys see me do this, I'm talking about the three percenters. No, this isn't a Greek thing. I ain't no Kappa. This is three percenters, okay? So when you look at this and you really understand what it means, the three percenters, you're clicking on all three cylinders, spiritually, mentally, and physically. If you're not that person, then if you're not clicking on those cylinders and thriving to be the best person that you can be every day, knowing that I'm not going to get there tomorrow, but I'm going to do everything that I can. I'm going to make the necessary sacrifices to make sure that I am achieving my own personal power. So that may mean stop listening to certain things. Stop listening to the songs that have BNH in them. Right? Maybe if you stop listening, maybe they'll stop making them. Nobody wants to be called those things, but we perpetuate this type of stuff in our life, in our society. And what you give gas to and focus on grows. So your initial power comes from that 3%. What am I putting in? What I'm putting in is going to come out, right? So the second thing is that mental part of it, guys. And then the third piece of it, guys, is the physical piece of it, right? The physical piece, because here's the thing. When you guys see me talk about the 3%, guys, you hear me talking about it, and I'm talking about the first part of it is the mental and the spiritual. Those two are one and the same, okay, because everybody is spirit man. No matter what you think, you're spirit. You have a spirit on the inside of you that's governing and guiding you. Be it right or wrong, it's either a good spirit or a bad spirit, but we're all spirit man. And our task every day is to create the best spirit man that we can create. And how we do that is everything. So when you're out and you're doing what you do and you're tapping in mentally and physically, mentally and spiritually, right? So when I say mental, physical, and financial, it encompasses the spirit man, right? So we understand how the 3% comes into play with the mental. Right? Everything is clicking. What goes in here, what goes in here, and what goes in here, guys, is going to affect that. And the physical aspect of it is the HTM aspect, which is the hand to mouth. What's going in your mouth? What's going in your body to actually create the best physical you that you can create? I heard some people get super transparent on here about the things that they eat. Guys, and transparency, as we said earlier, creates legacy and currency. And if we understand those, ladies and gentlemen, then we can click on all three cylinders. Because those first two, okay, the spiritual or the mental, all right, the mental and the physical, if we can conquer those two, you get the third one, which is the financial. You get that, ladies and gentlemen, to start to come along, all right? It starts to happen because now you put yourself in a better space. You put yourself at a level or in a mindset mentally and physically to say, you know what, I want to go to the next level. I mean, there's a lot that I can get in to actually and really talk about that and really get deeper into the physical and the mental. But I want us to get the topical aspect of it, because if you understand that you got to start somewhere and Rome wasn't built in a day, if you understand that, then you're patient enough with yourself to not just say, you know, it's going to take me 2-3 years to get where I want to be. I get that. But you can get where you want to be quicker than you think you can get there based on your level of sacrifice. And the whole one of the reasons why I do what I do, even with the 14-day whiteout with no sugar, no salt, no flour, guys, it's a numero uno for me. But I want to inspire somebody else and show them that, you know what, it's going to be, you can do this, and you can go higher in life based on the way you think about things and how you implement them. And we've always said that when you change the way you think about things, the things you think about change. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And when you understand that life is not all a cup of tea, it's not rose-colored glasses. I got my sunglasses on today because my future is super bright, man. I see a 2020 for me is going to be, you know, a recurring theme of me having to wear glasses, because I worked my butt off in 2019 to put things in place for 2020. So, and that's how this thing works, right? It works that way. So now that I know that, you know, what I'm doing, guys, and I'm tapping in on all three cylinders, I'm most certainly want to inspire somebody to do the same. And is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. It's not going to be easy. You've done what you've done for 20, 30, 40, 50 years of your life. If you think you're going to turn it around in a week, if you think that you're going to get where you want to be in 14 days, then you're sadly mistaken. It's going to take you starting to do something, right? Something that's turning you around. I don't know what that thing is. I don't know what you struggle with. I know what my struggles are. And I can only affect the people that listen to me and struggle with the same things that I struggle with. You know, I don't struggle with, at this stage in my life, guys, I don't struggle with, with putting the wrong things in my ear gate. I don't have that issue, because I don't put myself in that arena. And if I do happen to find myself there, I'm free enough to walk away from it. I don't struggle with hand to mouth the way I used to, because I've put the sacrifice in to actually ensure that I don't have that struggle. I can walk past a bag of peanut M&Ms now and be good. You know, I'm good. I don't need you, because I've sacrificed. I've put in that work to say, I'm not doing it anymore. I don't struggle anymore with guys going to the gym and not putting on muscle, because now I understand how I need to do it. And I understand that if I'm going to build muscle, I got to tear muscle, and I got to take myself out of my comfort zone. So when I go into the gym now and I'm going to lift weights, I'm not going to lift weight that I'm cool with lifting, because I'm in the gym and people see me, and I don't want to see anybody to see me struggle. See, I'm past that. I'm past that, because I understand that the growth is in the struggle. And when I fully get that ingrained in my head and grasped on my soul and in my spirit, then it's easy to challenge myself. It's easy to understand that the struggle is where I want to be. It's easy for me to understand that I have to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. And when I get to that point, which I am, guys, I'm there. I'm just trying to inspire somebody else to get there. Somebody else to say, you know what, I'm tired of being concerned about what other people are thinking about me. I've never wanted to go to the gym because I didn't want people to look at me. Got to start somewhere. Maybe you start at home. I've never wanted to, you know, eat healthy because the food just doesn't taste that great. Eating food that tastes great, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, is a learned behavior. It's learned. Food that you want your food to taste great. So you can season it with herbs and it will taste amazing. But it requires a sacrifice to do that. It's easier to just go to the store and buy salt and sugar and just make it taste great. And that's what we do, because it's easy. We say we want to be in beast mode, but when it's time to do the things that beasts do, we shrink back and we decide that, you know what, I'm not ready yet. And we make up all of these excuses as to why we cannot do it. I hear people saying, oh, well, I can't do squats because my knees hurt. Why do your knees hurt? Why do your knees hurt? And guys, I'm just giving it to you the way it should be. This isn't all about physical. This is even the mental aspect of it. But when you're changed here, everything else starts to change. We always say nothing can stop a made-up mind. When your mind is made up to do it, then there's nothing on the outside, guys, that can stop you from doing it. Why are you not listening to more personal development? Why are you not taking the time to read more books? I hear people say there's not enough hours in the day. You have the same 24 hours that everybody else has. I would assert to you that is that you're using your time the wrong way. The wrong way. You're not maximizing your time. You're not even governing your time. You're not even planning out your day. So therefore, the time goes so quick. And that's a whole show on time management. We did that 4 weeks ago. So what are you doing in your life that's moving you to the next level, irregardless to what anybody else is doing? Doesn't matter if you look over and somebody's driving a Ferrari. Passed a guy the other day driving a Ferrari. Now, everybody knows me. That's one of my dream cars. Want to get me a Ferrari, right? But I'm doing the research on it. What is it going to cost to buy this Ferrari? What is the maintenance going to be on it? You know, how often can I drive it? What do tires cost? It's a crazy thing, but you have to consider all of that stuff, you know. And I learned that one of those things the hard way, right? Bought Pam her Maserati. I didn't know that Maserati wouldn't do a simple oil change on a car. I just can't go in there and drop them $100 and say, change the oil and change the filter and let me out of here. No, it's $1,500, partner. You have to go in and you have to get the service that's attached to that service in its entirety so that the car runs at its pristine level that it was intended to run. So I didn't know that, but now I know. So you learn from your mistakes. I didn't know that a tire cost $400 on a Maserati. I didn't know that. I learned it the hard way. Certain things you can't do. There are certain ways you can't drive. Certain ways, just certain things you can't do. You have to learn it. When you learn a thing and what the thing is, then you can apply the principles to that thing. So, guys, again, when you change the way you think about things, the things you think about change. And in turn, that changes what you do and how you do things. So you pull all of that together, guys, and, you know, it goes into, the lifestyle development program that I'm developing here. And, you know, I'm running through some people through that program just as a pilot right now, just so that, you know, so I can get a gist and a feel for it before I offer the product to the marketplace to make sure that, you know, that everybody is getting what they should be getting. And, you know, there are different levels on that program. And I'm not trying to sell you guys anything, but what I'm telling you is that we all have to find what our niche is, and we all got to find a way that we can actually shine enough and grind enough to where we can help somebody else on theirs. Okay? So, man, let's do this trivia, because, you know, I'm gonna allow you guys. on Blog Talk and on Facebook, and I'm going to give my people a reprieve that are on Blog Talk, but this broadcast will continue, even though it's not being recorded. So you have a chance to answer these, and what we're going to do today is we're going to give away, we're going to give away $100. We're going to give away two questions, give away $50 per question, okay? And these are the trivia questions that we're going to do through. So the first trivia question that I want to ask you guys is, and the first person that puts these in the chat, right? I'm going to go to the chat. And the first person that puts these in the chat, or the first person that raises their hand on Blog Talk, you're going to actually be the winner of the trivia with the correct answers, right? So I talked about something earlier. And this trivia question is for $50, okay? Let me scroll all the way back down so I can make sure that I'm getting everybody. And I love the comments, guys. thank you so much for all of that. The comments are awesome. So we talked about some things earlier, and I talked about two individuals that were the
that were that had the first trouble, the first controversy. Who were those two individuals that I was talking about that had the first trouble to overcome? The first controversy, the first what the hell was I thinking moment. Who were those first two people, the first person to put that in? When? Okay. This first trivia question. I gave you guys two people. Who were those two people? Over here to. All right. Who were those two individuals? I said it on the show. Who were those first two individuals? All right. All right. So it looks like we have a winner. The first person to actually put it in chat, ladies and gentlemen, was Jamise Nichelle Sky. She says Adam and Eve, and that's right. Adam and Eve had the first controversy that was ever given, and they had to figure out how to overcome that controversy. And that controversy, ladies and gentlemen, started, you know, us on that path of learning from our mistakes. All right. So. $50, young lady, Cash App or PayPal, Cash App or PayPal, and so your choice. So we'll hook that up. So you are the winner. Congratulations, Jamise Nichelle Sky. So I got one more question to give out, ladies and gentlemen, and this is guys just to give you guys some extra Christmas money. Coming for the holidays, and you know, it means the world. I can remember it meaning the world to me, man, when I just had some extra money, and I thought I couldn't buy, you know, my kids anything for Christmas, man. If I could just got my hands on $100, $150, I would have been good to go, right? Would have been good to go. But so I got one more question for you guys, and I want to make sure I get a good question here. That one's too easy. Here's what I want to ask. A question about the show, right? The question about the show. A while back, I did a show, and it was one of the first shows or one of the first series that I did. And this was before Pam was a part of the show as well. It was a series that I did way back, and it was all about what we talk about in the 3%, okay, the 3%. And it was something that you needed to do, and it was all about mindset, and it was a phrase, and it was a whole series that I did. These are from all of my old heads that have been around a while. What was that series called? And it was a three-part series. What was it called? What was it called? Simple, just the series. That's the question. What was the series called? The Grind is the name of the show. That's true. But what was the series called? And I'm going to give you guys a hint here in a moment if you guys can't get it. But it was a series. And it was a three-part series, right? And it talked about, here's the next clue. It talked about the start, the bridge, or the start, the middle, and the destination. What was the name of that series? It was a three-part series. And for those of you guys that don't know, guys, we all of our shows are actually recorded on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. You can go there and you can explore all of the archives that we have, and you'll be able to go and listen to all of our shows. Now, you know, regretful to say, you know, we've got some shows on there, you know, where when we started to actually broadcast. You know, we were cool. We were using, you know, just Blog Talk. But when we went to Facebook Live, you know, some of that audio got muted for some reason. So, you know, something we're in the process of fixing. So if you start, you hear the logo music come on, and then all of a sudden you don't hear anything, you know, wait for a few minutes because there may be a show that the audio got muted and then it kicks in, or fast forward to see if it's there. But a lot of great content on there for you guys. And again, we did a three-part series, all right, three-part series that we did, and it was all about this mindset, all right, and nobody has gotten that. That's a great guess. The bridge to 3%, Absolutely. That's a great guess. Guys, it was mastering something, right? It was mastering something. Mastering something. And, you know, and that was pretty much it. So I'll give you guys about another, and we lost the people on Instagram, and I know that sucks. Let me go here. I don't see nobody knows it on Blog Talk. Nobody knows it on Blog Talk. Guys, it was something about mindset, and it was a three-part series. A three-part series that we did. And you would have had to, you got to go back. Oh, Jacinda is, she's close, but it looks, Jamish, you're close. You're real close. You're real close. You're one word off. The middle word is off. Jacinda's close as well. All right. You're one word off also, Jacinda. But it's real. It was a great, great show. Almost. It was, let me give you guys the last clue. All right. It was master blank mindset. Master blank mindset. And you got to get it exactly. Okay. Master blank mindset. Not quite. You got to keep stabbing at it. Master blank mindset. Remember, this is a very personal show. Everything that we talk about on this show, ladies and gentlemen, is all about YOU, right? So if you're not doing it for you, then who are you doing it for, right? You got to learn, ladies and gentlemen, that this is personal. You got to take life personal. You got to take your success. You got to take your goals. You got to take everything personal. So, you know, what are you doing for you, right? What are you doing for you? Awesome. So it looks like you guys finally got it. And it looks like the winner, guys, is, I want to make sure I got it right here. Oh, that was almost it. All right. So the, hold on. Ooh. So Vicky Crowell almost got it. She almost got it. She's a little off, but Jacinda, you were close too. But it looks like it goes again, guys, to the person that dug the deepest and listened the most intently, guys. It was Master Your Mindset. And that's a three-part series. And the winner of that also is Jamish Nichelle Scott. So Jamish Nichelle Scott takes home both trivias today, ladies and gentlemen. She just won herself $100, you know, and understanding that Master Your Mindset was the name of that three-part series. I encourage you guys to go back, take a listen to it, and guys, hopefully you'll be as blessed listening to it as, you know, as I was blessed doing it, ladies and gentlemen. And that series, we talked about the start being the hardest part, with what people think is the hardest part. And then we talked about the middle, that's actually being on the bridge, and then we talked about the destination as well. And we also did a guest appearance also where Pam came in and she did a It's Your Turn segment of that as well, just to get you guys fired up to show you that it is indeed your turn. So, man, God bless you guys, man. Thank you guys for chiming in and being part of the grind today, man. Love you guys. Love the back and forth. Love the fact that you guys are actually chiming in and tuning in and being a part of history for the grind. Guys, big, big, big things coming up in 2020. The whole look is changing. Things are changing, guys. If you're not growing spiritually or mentally, guys, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, guys, then guess what? You're obviously staying the same. God bless you guys, man. We'll see you guys on the flip side on Tuesday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you guys live on the grind, man. Have a great day, man. We'll make it productive.